Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be looking at Mark chapter 15, verses 1 to 15. It's a little bit of a longer passage today, so if you want to open up your Bible or your Bible app, I think that would be helpful for you to follow along. So we'll be looking at Mark chapter 15, verses 1 to 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things, and Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder and the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. A couple days ago, we looked at Jesus being before the Jewish Sanhedrin, the supreme council and tribunal of their day, of the Jews, that was headed by the high priest. And they deemed his claim to be the Christ as blasphemy, which was subject to the death penalty. And that's only something that the Roman governor was able to execute. And so they bring Jesus to Governor Pilate. And Pilate, as he's hearing about all the different accusations and the different reasons for why they're bringing Jesus before him, he doesn't really get it. And he asks Jesus directly, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And then Jesus answers in a very interesting way. He doesn't say, like he did to the high priest and the chief priest, "I am." He says, "You have said so." Now, you know, many have been troubled by this response because it's not really an affirmation, it's not a denial, but it's simply saying, that is what you say. Am I the king of the Jews? According to your way of thinking, you would call me king of the Jews. You know, why wasn't Jesus more positive or more affirming of this claim to be the king of the Jews? Well, I think it's actually more clear in John's gospel. In John chapter 18, verses 36 to 37, Jesus went on to say, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight." And he makes very clear to Pilate that his kingship is no threat to Rome whatsoever. And I think it is very clear that Pilate understood it that way, and he was relieved of any fear that Jesus was indeed trying to incite a revolution against Rome. And then the accusations keep coming up. The charges keep coming up. And so Pilate asks Jesus again, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer. You know, this kind of reminds me of how Jesus was like a sheep being led to the slaughter willingly. Jesus knew the will of his Father in heaven. And he wanted to obey the will of his Father, even if it meant death on the cross. And Pilate was astounded and amazed by Jesus' silence. Pilate then goes on to offer up someone to be delivered, to be freed. And this is something that Pilate would do once a year. He would release one prisoner a year at this annual feast. And don't mistake this for a God-ordained custom. This was something that Pilate had instituted as a means of winning favor with the people. And Pilate asked in verse 10, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews, Jesus?" You know, Pilate thought that, all right, like maybe I can just kind of let this go. You know, we'll consider Jesus to be in prison and someone who has already been judged. And so maybe, you know, we can just release him and all will be well. And so Pilate asked, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" He thought that the chief priest may have delivered Jesus up to him out of envy, which is in part true. But he also doesn't understand the theological issues at stake, such as blasphemy. He doesn't understand that proclaiming to be the Christ when they think that he isn't, it's a big crime. And so, to Pilate's surprise, the chief priests do not request Jesus to be released, but rather Barabbas. Barabbas! Barabbas was a guy who was already in prison. He had committed robbery, insurrection, and murder. And instead of Jesus, this blasphemous, self-proclaimed king of the Jews, they chose Barabbas, a murderer, a robber. And so Pilate, in his own confusion, he then asks, "What should I do with the king of the Jews? I find no fault in him. He doesn't come off as a dangerous man. I don't see any threat to the Roman Empire or to the Jewish people. What do you want me to do with him?" And the chief priest cried out again, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" And Pilate is perplexed and pressured by the masses to do something that he finds no evidence for. And so we responded once again, "Why? What evil has he done?" And the chief priest shouted all the more without reason, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" You know, the chief priests and the crowds were coming from a place of envy and ignorance. But Pilate, the Roman governor, was responding as a people pleaser. You know, Pilate wanted to satisfy the crowds. He wanted to make sure that he was in good standing with the people, because that's one of the only ways that he will actually be respected as Roman governor, the governor to Rome. And that's the only way that he'll keep his status, by pleasing people, by meeting the needs of the people and their requests. And as per tradition, he would meet the requests of the people. Once a year, he would release someone. But on top of this, he would actually do something even more. He would crucify Jesus. Today, as we read this passage, I want to invite us to reflect on the ways that we may want to please people at the expense of honoring Christ. The ways that we seek recognition and affirmation from other people so that we could be liked, so that we can be seen by society as someone who is intellectual, someone who has things under control, who is financially independent, who knows what they're doing. But all of it is at the expense of honoring Christ as Lord and our Savior. You know, however the Holy Spirit is putting in your mind and in your heart right now, perhaps that is one of the things that we need to repent of. For the ways that we have chosen to please the masses over honoring Christ. So can we take some time today to pray and to reflect and to choose Christ, that we would honor him as our God? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, and we pray, God, that you would come and continue to lead us into a life where we would honor you. God, we pray that your Holy Spirit would convict us, Lord, of any sin or any sinful thoughts or actions that may be more focused on being recognized and affirmed by people. rather than receiving the recognition that we already have in you, God, through Jesus Christ. God, forgive us for the ways that we are so often people pleasers. But Lord, help us to want to honor you in all that we do in our everyday. We thank you. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our devotional. I hope that you will continue to walk with us in the Gospel according to Mark. And I hope you have a wonderful day.